It's Monday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind, help my living. It's Real Talk. It's the daily vlog, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves to amplify your current state. And we're here on Monday, day 252 in a row of the Real Talk program. And we're going to talk about something that I kind of went through last night, just out of the blue this came up. And unfortunately, I had brought on a guest. And when that happens, the audio quality, video quality just goes to garbage. And so this footage would have been unbelievable. I still did a screen grab. I dropped a little piece of it earlier, but it's not that great. I'm sorry, the audio is just not great. But today I'm going to touch on the same subject. Why should I hire you? Now, I'm faced with this, especially starting the Real Talk team. I am now interviewing people to be on my team. And I'm not just taking anybody. You know, I put something out the other day. I said, hey, if you want to be on the Real Talk team in Mississippi, in Alabama, in Florida, in Massachusetts, these are all reciprocal states to me. I will go and get the license if I find people that have the same ethics that I do. People that are giving the Real Talk and they want to be on my team, I would go and expand into those areas and have you be on my team. Funnel all of the people that are coming through directly to you in Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, etc. So why should I hire you? And now I have my own answers. I always have a specific answer that I say. My main reason for being a real estate agent and for representing properties is to wake up every day and think, what can I do differently today than I did yesterday in order to create some sort of success? If it didn't work yesterday, I'm not going to try the same thing again today. I know most people will say, I'll just try again tomorrow, or I'll just wait for the phone to ring. Look, it may happen if you do that. A lot of people are successful by doing that. They'll get 50 listings. They'll just wait for the phone to ring. Hey, you know what? I got four that sold right here. Those other 46, that's fine. We'll just let them happen when they happen. Or you could be a proactive realtor. Someone who says, okay, I tried X, Y, and Z. That didn't work. I have to find a new game plan. I got something special for you guys. Check this out. I do have you guys flipped right now, so I can't see anything that you're saying. I am going to see if maybe if you do have any questions, throw them down at the bottom. I'm going to stay on for a couple minutes more here, and then I'll be back tomorrow, of course, on Real Talk. But I'm going to walk around and say 30 seconds to check the screen, see if anybody had any questions for me. So if you do have anything you want to ask Real Talk Pyers, throw it on the screen. I'll take care of it now while I'm here. Let's see. I see already something on the screen. I'm going to walk around. All right, let me turn this up for you. You can hear a little She Grew. My friend Sky, it was a Sky View, Sky Top. I ran by quick because I don't want to be off the screen for too long. So what do I talk about on my shows? For 252 days, I've come on here to talk about whatever the universe wants me to speak about. I come on and I say one thing. I turn on the music and I say, it's Monday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk. And then we go. Then we go. And we just say, you know what? I'm going to wind up somewhere. I don't care if I fall on my face in the process. I don't care if what comes out of me is horrible. I want it to be real. I want my soul to breathe. And that's what I do every day. I come on and let my soul breathe. You say, well, geez, that sounds easy. It is for me. Not everybody. I mean, most people have a hard time letting that out. I know, like, if you ask my wife, she would say, no, I'm not doing that. My wife would not come in the air. I've tried to get her on the air many times. She will not come on the air. She's just not that type of person. She thinks what I'm doing is crazy. She's like, what are you doing? You're crazy. And I'm like, I know, but I gotta do it. I gotta come out here every day for the rest of my life. It's my goal to just have something come out. And like I said, I don't I don't stop when I put my mind to something. I just continue, and then I grow, and I just get better at it. And all I want to do is get better. I just want to keep showing up and just keep evolving. I just want to keep evolving. That's what we all should hope for. Don't ever settle in. Don't ever settle in. You don't want to do that. Because it's going to change. It changes so quickly. It changes so quickly. And you know what? It could be so bad for you in a moment, and then it could just get better just as quick. That's why I say don't ever lose faith. Don't ever lose faith in yourself and what you can do, because it is something great. And if you haven't figured it out yet, don't look at the people around you that have and throw stones at them, mental stones. Don't think, why are they doing it? I deserve. You will. You will get it. Keep working at it. Keep pushing. Yeah, pushing here 252 days in a row. I got a real estate business that I push really hard in. Starting a team now in the real estate business because of what we're doing here. The Beat Seat. I'm out there trying to get a new instrument out to this world that's going to change music forever. It's going to change the lives of anybody with special needs, anyone with autism, anyone who's got Alzheimer's. You should have a Beat Seat. It's the only drum you could play with your hands and feet, and you feel everything through your body. And yes, it takes time. I'm at 252 days, and we've sold, what, 40-something? I mean, that's not a lot, guys. That is not a lot when I've been pushing this for... Now it's about a year. I started this in April of last year. It's over a year. Nothing good happens overnight. You got to earn it. You got to feel the burn. You got to feel all that pain, all that pressure on your shoulders. You got to feel all that hatred, all the negativity coming at you. People are saying, I don't know what you're doing. Go and toe the line, sir. Go toe the line. That's what we're all doing. Towing the line just gets you so far. It doesn't get you far enough, and it doesn't ever get you comfortable. And I don't know what comfort is, because even if I, you know, look, I'm working for something, and even if I feel like if I get there, I have to continue on with this mission. I have to continue on and be here for you guys, be here for this planet. And no matter where I get, I'll still be driving in that direction. So my purpose is as clear as day. I think that's what I'm trying to say to you guys. It's like, I'm in. I'm all in. Like, my mindset now, I talked to Luke yesterday. My mindset now is I'm more than a halfway to 500 days in a row. I'm halfway to 500 days in a row of real talk. And all I could think to myself is, I cannot wait to get to 501. So I could start thinking to myself, I'm halfway to 1,000 days in a row. And that's almost as clear in my mind as the eventuality of this show, where this thing winds up going. And it just takes time. It's time. I'm willing to put it in. And look, if someone wants to shorten, someone who sees the show and wants to shorten that time and says, I want to get this guy in front of more people quicker, I'm fine with that too. But if it doesn't happen, I will still be here every single day in my studio here at Berkshire Hathaway Home Studio. My studio at the headquarters here. Just putting on my passion for the world. Let it out. You will feel better if you start letting it out. You start to uncover a little bit more of yourself when you do that. I think the problem is most people think when they keep things to themselves, they're being really kind of like, ooh, I'm being really secretive and I'm holding on to something that's like valuable. But actually what you're doing is a disservice to yourself, to your soul. By holding on to that little nugget that you think is so special, so powerful, you are missing out on the bigger reward, which is to share and to see others thrive. And then that fills your soul up twice as much as keeping something for yourself. And this show is about that as well. Just reminding you guys, we're here to help each other. We are one. We are not separate. I know we physically are, but as a collective, we are one. We started as one, like, I think, again, I have to have my physicist friend on the show. I'm going to have him on for Real Talk one day. And he explained to me that everything that we know, this, the universe, the Walmart you go to, everything, it all started as a marble. Literally, the entire universe was the size of a marble, compressed to the size of a marble before the Big Bang. Like, I can't comprehend that. We're not able to comprehend that. It doesn't make sense to us. That's why I want to remind you guys, you don't have to know how things work for them to work. Sometimes they just work. And you just have to trust that they work. You just have to trust that they work. Have faith. And in the same way that you're going to have faith that something you don't understand the mechanics behind how that works, but it works. You and your path and your success is the same exact thing. Have faith in it. Don't question when. And don't anticipate what's going to come back. Most people don't respond to things the way you want them to. They don't. That's what makes me realize we're all so unique, because the response back to any question will be so different. You just don't know what you're going to get. And that's why I say it's all about how you treat people. It's how you treat people. Give it to people the way you want it back. That's all I can tell you. So any other questions? I'm going to walk around to the other side real quick before we call this a day. Hold on. Let me come around. The sky's view. I got it. The sky's view. So, yes, I am a real estate agent by day, Real Talk by night, and inventor by night as well. Basically, I'm just, you know, throwing as much at the wall as possible. I guess that's, if you looked at it from the outside, you'd say, geez, what's this guy doing? And I said it to somebody earlier today. I said, look, you know, I'll relax. You know, one day, you know, right now it's my time to push, just to try to create what I am here to do. And you can't do that sitting back. You can't do that with your feet up on the couch and, you know, watching, like, you know, the negatube. You know, I call it the negatube. That's my new thing. Anybody who watches TV, you're just watching straight negativity. It's just being just sent right into your brain. And it's terrible. I just want you to realize you could shut that off and turn on Real Talk. I've been live every day for 252, so you got like ridiculous content to go back through. Just shut that garbage off. Turn this on. You'll find inspiration. You'll find motivation. You'll find hope. And you'll find light. That's all I want to share with this world. I said last night, you know, all I could ask is try to visualize everything, every piece of your body, just delivering pure light out of it. Just pouring out of you. You just want it to just be beaming out of your body in all directions. Just visualize. I'm beaming out pure light. Just see it and it will be. It's just like everything else in life. If you think positive, if you think light, you will become. Most people think negatively. If they're just in their mind, they're not really going to think about that person walking across from them. Be the exception. Be the person who goes out of their way to say hello to that person. I don't even have to know you for you to change my world. I don't have to know you at all. You could change my entire day just with a smile. Or if you jump all over me and you snap at me, you could change my entire day. You have control over so much. But I can tell you, the feeling of making someone feel great is so much better than making them feel rotten. And I wish we would all just want, we would just want happiness more. Just wanting more people to feel good, you know, it would help this world get through what we're going through. You know, we are so divided and it's not getting any better. And this is why I feel like this platform needs to continue on a daily basis. I don't know if the world all of a sudden becomes positive, then maybe this doesn't become appealing to anybody anymore to watch the Real Talk show. But honestly, right now, it is so negative out there that I'll continue to be here and hold the light out to the world. Just come and join me. Share the word. Let everybody know. Say, look, there's a program that's going to be there every day forever. Forever. Just show up. Spread the word. Tell one person. Tell one person a day. I'm here to affect a positive change one person at a time. It's happening. Today we had Sky's View pop on. We're affecting a positive change one person at a time. It may take me forever. I may never even get to my mission. It may just be content that's there for time. That's fine. Whatever I'm meant to do here, I'm going to do. And I just want to thank you guys for being here. Just thank you for being here for the ride. I will see you tomorrow. I'm going to probably come on, I'm thinking around 11:30 tomorrow. Now with the studio, I mean, it's just all different times. I have my lavalier as well, so I'll be out doing real tours for you. You know, we have like a little punny name for every segment of the show. And anytime I bring you through a house, it's called the Mark Pyers Real Tour. Being a realtor. That was actually funny. When I was going to go on the road and play music again, I got to finish up. When I was going to go on the road and play music again, I was thinking about calling it the Mark Pyers Real Tour, you know, and I was just going to put it out there as realtor goes on the road for his real tour. And I just didn't ever go on the road again. So, but that's the name we're going to call my walkthroughs of properties, the Real Tour. Anyway, guys, I really appreciate you. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Real Talk. Go back and check out some content. Turn on notifications so you're always aware when I'm live. I'm live all the time. And it's just going to get better. Better or worse, depending on your perspective. But I'll be live a lot more. Just joining me. Just to try to generate some positivity. It's Mark Pyers.
I look into the windows of the passing cars driving next to me. Look how the open road.